1-800-259-9733. If you like Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we're spreading the ideas of liberty far and wide, nationwide, internationally, you can find out ways to promote Free Talk Live. There's various different ways. Promote.freetalklive.com. Passionate about the show? Think about, you know, go check out promote.freetalklive.com. There's different ways, and you can always give us your ideas of other ways to promote Free Talk Live. It's promote.freetalklive.com. So, Julia, you had a story about a mom who tried to help a son who was having some trouble at the bus
stop. I did. The page is, it just reloaded. It's being slow.
Yeah.
So this is from Minnesota. A mother, oh my gosh. The web page is freaking out.
Oh, they always do that. Yeah, they do the refreshing thing.
Over and over and over again. It's like it's moving. I can't see. Okay, it's up. Okay. I apologize. Technical difficulties. A mother who confronted two boys who bullied their 10-year-old son, which I'd just like to say right now, I'm bothered by this. I think that your mom stepping in as a young boy, that's probably going to make the situation worse.
I think it could. It depends on the situation, depends on the boy, but I can understand why a mother would want to do such things.
I understand that as well. Anyway, the mother has been banned from her son's public Minneapolis school and even her son's bus stop for the rest of the year. Tanya Sidney said she does not regret taking actions into her own hands to keep her son from being a victim. See, I can't agree with that statement right there.
Because you just made him an even bigger victim, an even bigger target, because now he's a mama's boy.
Well, I wonder what the problem is here. I mean, she confronted two kids that were hassling her kid on a public sidewalk?
Yes. She didn't hit him or anything. She just told him to stop, I guess.
Hey, stop hitting my son.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the school bus isn't providing a bus stop monitor. God knows.
No.
That's what our tax dollars need to go towards.
Don't even say that out loud. Last week, fifth grader Savante Griffin told his mom and stepdad that he was being bullied on the school bus. Sydney said that he told her boys were hitting him, so she took matters into her own hands. She went to the bus stop the next day, and she confronted the bus driver. He told me, I am doing the best I can. I can't be in 50 million places at once.
That much is true.
Except a bus, that's not 50 million places. That's like
on the
30
bus?
Seats.
He's getting hit on the bus?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, really? You can't... We had...
The bus is an entirely unpleasant...
Mrs. Lawson.
We had
bus 666.
The worst bus driver ever. And every year they would announce the new bus driver in the newspaper, and we would cross our fingers and pray to God that it wasn't Miss Lawson, it was every year. And she was mean, but you did not mess around on her bus.
No, nope, there was no shenanigans going on that bus.
I remember one particular bus driver through the myriad of the ones that I had, and that's exactly what it was like there, too.
I mean, she would be like, shut down, and you know what I mean?
Just get your arms out of the aisle.
Vicious woman.
Yeah, sort of like the bus driver on, South Park or any cartoon where there's just a nasty bus driver. She was the epitome of that.
Yes.
But one wonders if that's just the best way to run a bus. Like, it may very well be the best way to run a bus.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to have yourself a prosthetic leg or something and a patch in your eye and just be...
Let me tell you the story of a kid who stuck his leg out in the aisle.
Actually,
now I drive this bus.
It'd be kind of funny, if you weren't like that at all and, that was your job, which, because little kids really are brats, and I wouldn't want that job for anything in the whole world. Nothing.
I not every little kid's a brat, but I think that there's this ongoing thing about, if you put 60 kids in a bus and you got one person who's trying to conduct a very large vehicle and keep control of 60 kids.
It's awful.
I mean, they should just have an automatic pepper spray thing right there for the, shoots every chair.
Yep.
But it's a tough situation. I tell you, the bus is one of the worst things about school.
Yeah.
And everybody will tell you that. I'm absolutely not. I'm not sending my kid to public school, and I think it's really awesome that he doesn't have to go to the bus. But all my bus riding was done on private school. It's not like it was a real joy there either.
No, you can tell him that when he's complaining about something.
How his life
wasn't
normal.
When I was a young lad, we had to ride the bus.
Well, he thinks the bus is awesome. He right now, he's 3.5
it's
years
a big
old.
Car.
Yeah, right. Well, he sees them. He can identify them. They're really great. He likes all things mechanical. And he says, school bus, you know, and he points it out. We have to, you know, you have to repeat it so that he knows that you have seen it. Otherwise, he will continue to say it until you, you know, acknowledge.
Are you listening?
Right.
So, after the mother, she went and talked to the bus driver. Bus driver said, whatever, can't do anything for you, lady. She got on the bus and yelled at the two boys. That's, that was probably her downfall right there. She probably shouldn't have stepped onto the bus.
Mm.
But, I mean, she paid for that bus, didn't she? Or at least
her son's getting beat up by these two kids. I don't see anything wrong with you know, having a couple of words with the boys.
She yelled at them, apparently. Specifically, to the two boys, I said, you need to keep your hands to yourself.
My goodness.
Picturing.
This lady's clearly out of control.
Okay. I had a mother that was we had a mother that was very overbearing and, like, embarrassingly dorky. And when I'm reading this, I'm picturing my mom on the bus saying this and how much it would mortify me. Like, she would get on the bus and say, like, all right, you guys, you keep your hands to yourselves now.
I think my mother would tell me to solve the problem myself.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I do, but...
Like we said earlier, it just makes this kid...
I don't know that it is, but I don't know that it is. I mean, I don't think that kids are necessarily going to come up with the best solutions in this scenario, but I don't know what the best thing is. I tend to not like these scenarios where you put large amounts of kids in with an adult who's generally... employed by the government is not incentivized in you know, the same way, and you know, expect it to come out well.
So the driver ordered her off the bus. That seems weird to me. Like, is it really that big of a deal for a mother to be on a bus?
We certainly had parents that would ride the bus when I was going to school in private school. But then again, those parents really did pay for that bus.
Right. Okay, this website is going up and down, literally. So... driver ordered off the bus. She and Griffin then walked to the community school. Sydney said that when she and Griffin got to the school, they were met by the school's police liaison and principal and transportation supervisor. Sydney said the supervisor pulled out a photograph of another African-American woman and said that he created a disturbance on the bus last year.
She.
It says he.
Okay.
But it says woman.
Gotcha.
That is when the transportation guy apologized and said, I assumed you were the woman from last year. Her son and the two bullies later had to apologize to each other. Sydney got a letter from the principal saying that she is banned from the school grounds and the bus stop for the rest of the year.
No more coming to the bus stop.
Now, here's what I want to know. What happens if she goes to the bus stop anyway? Because you can't suspend her.
I don't know.
Is there legal trouble?
I don't know. I mean, this is...
a bus stop is a sidewalk. It
right.
is a public sidewalk.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, you know, we used to have to move our stuff off of the sidewalk when people would walk by. So, you know, we would prefer to be on the sidewalk because there's dew on the ground in the morning and, you know, you don't want to get all wet and stuff. But, you know, people use that sidewalk. Are you going to ban people from the sidewalk?
What if she's the kind of mother, like my mother, who didn't think that I was old enough at age 10 to do anything, let alone walk to the bus stop by myself? That may be an exaggeration, I don't know. But if she's that concerned with it, what if she walks him to the bus stop? Does she have to stand a certain amount away, like 20 feet away, to make sure he gets on the bus okay?
She's banned, Van.
Yeah.
They don't care how you comply, just comply.
Is it just those few blocks of sidewalk that are the bus stop? I mean, like...
Could she walk... Or so she, if she
changes
that, she's going to walk around?
Yeah, can she stand one square off of it?
Yeah, I don't think this is enforceable, and I think that we've pointed that out. Let's go to James in Georgia. James?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. What's going on?
Hey, I was listening to your podcast, Saturday one.
Yes.
9:24. Y'all had a caller, Nick, in Illinois.
Okay.
He was talking with his father about consenting with the government, and the dad was saying...
Government and consent.
Consented.
James, actually, if you'll hold the line here, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about what you want. It's Free Talk Live. Find out what James has got on his mind, how it is, whether he figures the government... You've consented to the government or not? It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute. with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, we all have a lot of feelings, but it's really important for us to understand that we are a lot more than just feelings. We have feelings, but we should not let them have us. They're only one part of our being. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Those feelings are part of our soul. We need to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit, which is a deeper part of us than the soul, which is a more exterior part of us. Our emotions like to ebb and flow like ocean waves. They're up and they're down. They're here today. They're gone tomorrow. You can go to bed feeling one way, wake up feeling another totally different way. So surely you can understand how important it is to own your feelings and not let them own you. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Do you have a company that did try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, treating them with respect. They know that not only you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Let's go back to James in Georgia. James?
Yes.
Government? Legitimate? Did you consent to it?
I personally didn't.
Okay.
But what I was talking about, you had a caller, and his dad was saying that because you moved into an area, you consented to the government. And what I was thinking, imagine how ridiculous it would be if I'm a landowner and you came onto my land and I said, well, you now owe me $1,000 and you can't leave, you know, until you pay me.
Which is essentially, by the way, it's sort of the rule with the United States. If you're born within the United States and you want to leave the country and be a citizen of someplace else, you have to pay an exit tax. Now, I'd like to draw a parallel between this and the way slavery was in Roman times. During Roman times, a slave could purchase their way out of slavery. And as a matter of fact, Julius Caesar was at one point a slave. And this happened all the time. People would purchase themselves out of slavery. So, not to say that the United States citizenship is that much worse than the other countries' citizenships. I'm just saying that citizenship is a form of slavery, all countries, every place. There are better and worse forms of slavery and better and worse slave masters.
Well, that certainly puts a damper on the love it or leave it argument.
Yeah, it's going to cost you that much money to leave. And that's absolutely
what
very
is
similar.
The tax, you know?
How much is it?
Yeah.
It's a percentage of what you've got kind of thing.
Okay.
If you're going to take it, you got to pay, man. This is our money. That's how they see it. You are theirs. Go ahead, James.
I mean, to me, it's one thing if you contracted and said, oh, you can cross my land for $1,000 and there's a contract. Now, I do property management, and everything is contracted, so I don't understand why the government can't do it. I mean, imagine if you had to sign a contract with the government. Imagine what the terms would be. Oh, the term is unlimited. You know, it's forever, and we can change it whenever we want to. I mean, who would sign that contract?
Yeah, it's a terrible contract that that nobody signs. But I can kind of see the point if you go to another nation and you opt into, you know, that you're going into their nation and saying that this is, you know, I mean, the expectation is at that point that you would be following their rules, and the expectation on my property is that you would follow my rules. But
yeah, but let's just assume that you moved into a county, so now you have to follow all the rules. Well, okay, you basically have a contract with them. How can they change the rules and say, oh, the millage rate on your property tax is now higher? Well, no, you got to change the contract with me.
The contract is that the millage rate is whatever we say it is.
Yeah, if I have a contract, let's say you're going to rent a building for me for a year at $1,000 a year, and then next year I want $1,100 a month. Well, I have to sign a new contract with you. I can't just say, oh, it's now $1,100 a month. You know, I guess you could put it in the contract, let's say a 5% annual increase. But both parties agreed to that. And even then, after the term of the lease, you have to sign a new contract.
It's a sticky situation for me trying to explain to people how, and it takes a little while. I mean, you pretty much have to explain to them why government isn't legitimate in the first place. I mean, any entity can own land, but the claim is essentially that government owns your land because they are the lord and you are paying them, a property tax, which in the old days they called a quit rent, which is what, you know, serfs and vassals paid the lords on their lands. And that's exactly what's going on. James, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Julia, the story of the mother yelling at the kids?
It's pretty much over. All it says is that she's going to appeal it. I mean, she's been suspended for a year, and she's going to try to...
Suspended for a year from the bus stop.
And the school.
And the school.
School grounds.
So she can't even go to, like, parent-teacher conferences?
That was my thought. What if she was a single mother? Like, I thought you had to go to those.
I don't know that you have to go to...
No, I don't think you have to, but...
I think if
you don't go,
there,
you don't love your children.
Obviously. Oh, God, that would have to be awful to be a teacher and have to listen. Because, you know, everybody there thinks that their little turd is the best one in the class, right? So to be a teacher and just have to, like, listen to them like, ah, blah, 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 yeah, it just sounds awful. 30 kids, 30 parents.
Not much I like about public school in general. I'm sure that some of the teachers are trying to do their very best, but they're working inside of a system that shackles them down. Well, I've got a story here from the Daily Mail. It's rolling off the 3D printing press, the world's first printed car, and it actually works.
The world's first printed car has finally rolled off the printing press. The Irby was made from a special printer which built upon layer of bodywork, as the car was painted into existence, except using layers of ultra-thin composite that were slowly fused into a solid. But unlike most innovations in cars, this one won't break down after 5 years. Irby has been built to last 30 years. Project leader Jim Core told Mail Online today, for us, the unveiling is quite a milestone. Underneath is a petrol and electric hybrid engine, which helps to make it one of the greenest cars in the world. Experts have said the car uses 8 times less energy than a similar vehicle and can go 200 miles per gallon on the motorway. It also has a sleek, futuristic design, which makes it look like a prop from a science fiction film, like The Fifth Element. It sits very low to the ground, almost like a speed bump. It's one of these little cars where,
just
low.
A little lump.
Yeah,
on wheels.
I always worry about these smaller things, but you got to get small in order to get better in miles to the gallon.
I mean, it depends. Yeah, well, certainly, yeah, lighter is better. But you know, a nice light sports car will get you better miles to gallon than a Prius. In a lot of cases.
There's a few cases. I wouldn't say a whole bunch of cases.
On the Civic, I think it's like 20 more miles to the gallon, or 10 at least.
It doesn't cost as much as a Prius.
Toyota Spyder that Andrew has can get better mileage.
I don't know. The Prius gets darn good mileage.
It's only like 40 miles to the gallon or something like that, which is good, but
it's only 40 miles to the gallon now under the new rules, but the Andrew's car is old enough that it's under the old rules,
sure,
under which the Prius got 60 miles to the gallon. So you can't compare cars within the last few years to cars from several years ago. So that's why I'm a little concerned. I was really looking into this. The Geo Metro, that tiny little thing, used to get really great gas mileage, and it would be comparable to the hybrid, but you're not going to find too many regular gas vehicles that'll do quite as well. And especially, it depends on whether you're going down the interstate or whether you're in city traffic. Obviously, hybrids are made.
Right, what kind of driving you're going to be doing. Well, does it mention anything about this car, how it handles? I mean, has it...
At this point, it's, it's about its miles to the gallon and its look and stuff like that. It says the printing process has attracted much attention. It's completely different than the normal way car manufacturers build a car, which is to bolt chunks of bodywork on where they need to go. I'll tell you more about the Irby coming up. And I just think this is really neat because they managed to print this car out of nothing. They created it out of nothing.
3D printing is truly amazing.
It is the wave of the future. 855-450-3733. Am I wrong? Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LV by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
/855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Get your call in. Two more segments here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
You know, gold and silver. Luther, have you been paying attention? Gold and silver had the bottom kicked out of them here in the last couple of days?
Yes, I have been paying attention to that. I'm very interested in this.
I've been reading up on why it happened, and it looks like there's some sell-offs and, you know, people following, you know, the trending. I guess people that follow trenders or something like that, they jump on whenever there's a trend.
Right, whatever. So now they're all jumping off, is that it?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's already started going up a bit, but I think, you know, personally, still thinking gold and silver, place to be. That's my personal opinion. You should do what you think is best for you and your life. But
yeah, I would say that you should have maybe half your savings. If you're young like me and you don't have a lot of money, like half of it in silver is an easy investment to start with. And then, you know, still have plenty of cash so that you have liquidity.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to give anybody advice on how much of their savings to have in these things, but I am going to say that I consider this a buying opportunity. I haven't been able to do it.
Absolutely. I think the more knowledge you get, you should diversify more. But to start, that's not a bad idea, just to teach yourself about investing.
So go get some at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some of the best prices on the Internet available to you. It's gold.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the Irby, which is a nice little name for a car. I like it. And, Julia, the Irby was printed from a 3D printer, which lays down materials in layers. In this case, it's in layers. In some cases, they'll etch it out of one block of stuff. And so every layer, it just kind of lays it down. So it would start with the tires, just brr, 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 and then go up one, you know, little micron or whatever. You know, maybe this stuff is a 32nd of an inch thick, and it goes up 1/32nd of an inch until it's gone all the way. The 3.5 feet tall the car is.
See, I've heard of this many times. I've heard you guys talk about it, and it blows my mind. I hear what you're saying, but it's like I'm like the old person who was like, computer, what are you talking about?
It's a TV
that work?
I
that's me.
With a typewriter on it.
What? Yeah.
Okay, so I saw. I didn't entirely understand it or get it until I saw them do this. They printed. This was one of the etching ones that Chris had just talked about during the break, which is they sort of cut it out of a block. They made, sort of scanned a adjustable wrench. And then the computer made that adjustable wrench, and the guy adjusted the wrench and used the computer-made adjustable wrench to tighten a bolt.
My mind is blown.
Yeah,
it's mind-blowing.
It's crazy. And what's great about these machines is you can get blueprints for the machine themselves and print them out. So you can just endlessly rebuild these machines. You know, if a part breaks on it, you just make a new one.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is it'll repair itself. Now, imagine if some guy in a community has a large one of these and can just be kicking out, I don't know, riding lawnmowers and pieces of equipment that they need. I mean, essentially, this kills the manufacturing industry because people will begin making the things that they need.
I love it because it's all open. It's mostly open source. I mean, most of the plans you can just get online. You can download for free.
Right. Now, try to imagine for a second, Julie. You know when you go to Home Depot and you see the little lawnmowers all the way up to the giant lawnmowers at $3,000?
Yeah.
Imagine that it cost you. I mean, essentially, this is the combination of a printer and a hot glue gun. So it costs you some more hot glue, which is not exceptionally expensive stuff, the material that they use to make this out of. Why wouldn't you get the big expensive riding lawnmower that you sit on that has the two handles that'll do 360 wheelies and all that other stuff instead of the push-behind lawnmower, you know, that you got to shove uphill and all that stuff? I mean, suddenly it changes the whole way that consumers buy and do things. I mean, it's tremendous. It has the opportunity to change the world.
I'm speechless. My mind is blown.
And now they have
made... That has to be the sign of getting older, right? I'm not understanding technology as well anymore.
I think it needs to be explained to everybody.
I think it's something you really have to see to understand, because people were asking me about it. I used to be a printer, copier, repairman, and they were asking me if I had ever heard of it, this 3D printing, and I was like, no, never. You know, and I even asked my teacher when I went to school. We would go to school like once a month for a week. And I asked him about it. He had no idea about it either. So, this is, just...
This is still laboratory stuff at this point, largely?
Sure. I mean, just a few nerds on the internet seem to really, really be into it.
God bless these nerds on the internet. They're going to change the world, and they're going to do it in lots of different ways. This is just one of them?
This is just one of them. I mean, and there are other movements that this is sort of attached to, like maker culture, which is all about just building stuff yourself, and learning craft work, whether it's metalworking or carpentry or mechanical engineering, and being able to apply these in everyday life and art, as well.
And try to imagine what it's going to do for the economy and how it's going to change things entirely.
Sure.
You're not saving up in the same way for money, things.
Yeah, you don't have to break the bank to start up a farm for yourself if you can just make all the equipment on this printer.
It's just these materials, these base materials and electricity.
Yeah.
And that's all you need. And suddenly the costs for things just spiral downward. If you've got one of these things in a community, people can, you can keep it going day and night, and it just works and works and works and produces all kinds of things for people that they can use to make their lives better. You don't have this, the haves and have-nots in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're talking about style separating people, not as much, what they've got and what they don't.
I think
you can have any kind of car you want if you just print it.
I think it makes patents obsolete. It has the potential to make patents obsolete, which is great. It'll open the market up.
Anybody will hack one of these things, so you patent everything so that I can't make what your idea or whatever. Well, then somebody just comes in and hacks it, and then
it's going to be so unenforceable.
And you're not going to have ways to track which one these are printed. Maybe you will. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't.
I've heard the term singularity applied to this, like the technological singularity. I don't know if that's true or not. But technically this machine can build itself. You just have to program it.
It's this thing and unlimited electrical power, which really is right on the horizon. When you think about the ways to, if you could just put stuff out in the ocean that make the harnesses the waves and stuff like that, I don't know how you get the electricity from one place to another, but they're really pretty close on both of these things.
Yeah, wireless electricity.
Yeah, if you could shoot electricity through the air.
Well, MIT is developing that now. They're rethinking Tesla's original designs, which originally Tesla wanted to make electricity absolutely free. He would just have a large tower.
Yeah.
Placed, however far, it could transfer, and, it would just be sent to your house. And Thomas Edison was very against this because he had a patent on
it. He loves patents. Yeah, he loved patents.
Yeah, he loved them. And he, Tesla's, I'm not saying Edison did this, but Tesla's laboratory got burned down, and he was discredited as a mad scientist, even though now, looking back on it, he was an absolute genius, 100 years ahead of his time.
Well, I think that, they talk about Tesla's, machine that could create unlimited electricity, and you'd think that the MIT guys would have figured that out ahead of time. It's been how many decades?
Well, it's not that it could do unlimited electricity. It's that it could transmit it wirelessly, which was more cost-effective than running wires.
Well, I'll tell you, wires, there's a lot of drag there.
Sure.
And electricity's lost that way.
Sure, sure. And so, this is completely safe. It's done through magnetism. When they do tests, when they show it off to people, what they'll do is they'll stand in between the two coils, which is how it works. It's vibrating coils at a similar frequency, and they'll stand in between and be like, look, it's harmless, you don't have to worry about anything anymore.
Right. I mean, and, when you're talking about one of these machines building stuff, imagine for a second one of these machines is, say, 8 feet by 8 feet by 8 feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just coming up with a number. That's big enough to kick a car out. Maybe you'd want it to be bigger so that you can make a motorhome or something. I don't know entirely. But imagine you could build your house by just putting together sections of house.
Yeah, Lego.
It all comes together. The whole schematic for the house is put together, and it just kicks out piece after piece after piece, and you just snap these things together. Ladies and gentlemen, try to imagine this machine coupled with unlimited electricity and how that would change the world. I think we're within a decade, maybe a decade and a half of this, of the entire and once you don't have limited resources, where does war go? Because war is
that's
really
what it's all about. It's always about securing those limited
resources.
It's either
salt or the trailways for spices, or it's oil, whatever it is. That's what war is all about. War is about taking things from people. Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation, and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies, and more. or check us out online at opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733.
You know, if you like what we do here at Free Talk Live, we spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. We're on more than 100 radio stations around the country, XM satellite all across North America, free-to-air satellite all across North America. We do this because we believe in the ideas of liberty. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You want to help out a little bit? Try our subscription service. It's called the AMP program. It's because we spend it only on advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. Your $3 a month will go to getting you, we've got an Amplifier podcast. There's an Amplifier call-in line, Amplifier forum on the PBS. But you know, really, it's about supporting Free Talk Live. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You've been hearing us talk about Bitcoin coins for a while now, but maybe you didn't know how to go about getting them. Well, there's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties even getting involved. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but it's done on the Internet. It's Internet cash. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. So this article about the Irby, which is this car that was printed from nothing, essentially. It's this car that was made through one of these 3D printers.
See, that's where I get confused, is what it's made out of. Because
goop.
Plastic, basically.
Well, because, I mean, you said you saw one of these make a wrench. Now, to me, a wrench is made out of metal.
Yes.
So I can't imagine a wrench that isn't made out of metal, and I can't imagine a car that isn't made out of a car. How do you make a tire out of plastic?
My guess is, and I only have a guess here, is that you'd have to make different types of parts out of different materials. And I would say that they have more flexible and less flexible plastics and maybe even some rubber. I would not want to drive in a car that had plastic tires, especially no. Like hard plastic, because it's not going to stop when you apply the brakes.
No, it's just going to be slick.
No.
And it's going to get all eaten up as you drive on the roads. I mean, it's going to be scarred really easily.
So you would probably make the tires out of,
synthetic rubber, probably.
Right, with some kind of, they print up the tires or something like that. Even if you had to still go out and buy tires after you made your car, you would still be a heck of a lot better off, although
sure,
tires
sure.
are quite expensive. I imagine they can make those.
Yeah, but you're paying a couple $100 for a set of nice tires as opposed to a couple $1,000 or many $1,000 for a nice car.
And it's not impossible for them to probably set up the machine to, you know, lay down different materials at different times. In the same way that a printer can print both blue and red and yellow. All, what is it? Cyan, magenta, and I can't remember what the other one.
Cyan, magenta, and green.
That was blue.
Green?
Oh,
cyan,
no, I'm sorry.
Blue.
Cyan, magenta, and yellow are the subtractive color spectrum. And then okay. The additive is red, green, and blue.
Okay. So whatever these colors are, printers can print different colors. So I would imagine these printers can print different materials. So if you're printing a car, which is what was done here, you would have to print materials like plastics, metal-type plastics, these harder plastics. You would have to print rubber. You would have to print glass because it's hard to drive cars that you can't see out of. And you'd need all these different types of materials, some kind of fabric-y, plasticky, foamy thing. So it would have to print all this different stuff. And I don't see why it couldn't just go along and shoot down different things in different places.
Yeah. Yeah, it calculated out, you know, how much needed to be on this layer, you know, and how much needed to be on the next layer. You know, layer by layer by layer.
Those computers, they're smarter than we are.
Mind blown.
It's crazy.
Seriously.
It's crazy stuff. There's no doubt about it. So going on with the Irby here, Core, that's one of the guys involved here. We are a small group of designers and engineers in Winnipeg trying to make a difference. Making things this way could revolutionize how we produce things. It has, which is an understatement. It has certainly changed my way of thinking in manufacturing. This process of 3D printing turned into global manufacturing would change the way we replace parts within machines. The Irby, which took 15 years to make, has three wheels. By the way, it has three wheels, I'll bet you, because you can't drive something on the road with four wheels without asking the government's permission and going through all their processes. You could drive anything that has three wheels, basically, but once it has four wheels, it's a car, it's an automobile, or whatever.
I thought it was anything motorized.
There's I have a feeling that they are going to quickly make up new rules to
Where's the third wheel? Is it in the front or the back? Is there a picture?
It would appear as though the third wheel is in the front on this one.
Wow,
maybe
that's
on the back.
Terrible design. There's a car out there like that called the Robin Reliant, and if you make a sharp turn left or right, no, you're going to flip over in that car.
So they have different. Maybe it's two in the front. I don't know. I'm just looking at it. It's difficult for me to tell. It's a sort of an angled shot here. It could be one or the other. And I think the rear tire is actually the one in the back. One rear tire, two front.
Okay, yeah. That's how you design a three-wheel car.
But the reason that they do three-wheel cars instead of four is because of the government's rule on four-wheel cars. Yeah. Obviously, they don't have airbags on motorcycles, right?
Yeah.
So a three-wheel vehicle is a motorcycle, whereas a four-wheel vehicle is a car.
Yep.
And the rules as far as safety features and things essentially price out anything new like this.
Well, that car I was talking about, the Robin Reliant, apparently was very popular in England during, like, the 70s when it came out because it was considered a motorcycle, so you didn't need to get a driver's license to drive it. It was much cheaper, you know.
Sure.
So
they fit into a category that doesn't require as much sort of regulation. So the Irby has a small single cycle cylinder engine that generates a mere 8 horsepower, yet it can go up to 70 miles per hour if necessary. It's so light and efficient. Even driving around the city, it can do 100 miles per gallon. The Canadian firm Core Ecologic, which designed it, insists that it could become a viable runaround for normal people. To me, the vehicle itself, you know, I mean, it's great and everything, but to me, the vehicle isn't what's so exciting here. It's the manufacturing process. They have managed to print thin air.
Like, the first car that ever existed, by modern standards, is awful. It goes 9 miles an hour. Steering it is difficult. Starting it is almost impossible. It has three wheels. The third one in the front, you know, it's just a bad design. But the technology of doing all that is phenomenal. And the same with this. The technology of producing the car this way is awesome.
It changes everything, and you know, I'm very excited about it. Apparently, it'll cost up to the way they put commas in here, $50,000. Even then, it will cost up to $50,000. The process can do many materials, and our goal will be to use fully recycled materials. Although the prototype has been completed, it will be some time before the Irby is available to buy in car showrooms. The team behind it will still have to raise money for a second prototype, which will be at least another $1 million. And even then, it'll cost up to $50,000 to buy new, although the price should drop if it is mass-produced, of course. And obviously, once they put it out there, there's going to be competition in the marketplace, which will disallow them from charging $50,000 for this cute little hockey puck.
Sure, sure.
So other professions which have shown an interest in additive layer manufacturing, that's what they call this, Julia, including medicine and some suggestions that a prosthetic body parts could eventually be printed to the size and shape that they're required. And I don't see why they couldn't do that. I mean, take a little scan of your stump.
I am going to go home and look up read about this for a while because I...
Yeah, watch some videos on YouTube. It'll explain it a little better. You'll be able to see what's actually happening.
It's just hard for me to wrap my... It's what it's made out of. Like I said, it's just hard for me to wrap my mind around.
Hard, it's, you know, you're talking about probably if it can replace prosthetic parts. I mean, are you talking about prosthetic organs? They've already had prosthetic hearts. Can they replace all these failing organs in people? I don't know. I mean, it's all very interesting.
Robot bodies.
We might just live forever.
I think that there is a generation that's coming forward that's going to live for a very long time.
Sure.
I don't know if I'm in that generation or not. Ray Kurzweil, who did does the singularity talks and all these things,
mm-hmm.
He seems to believe that it's going to be about 2045. And I don't know why
came over that number. Yeah.
Well, I've read a little bit about this, and you know, he backs up his statement with some level of conjecture. And,
sure, sure. Sounds smart to me.
Right. That's what it does. That's essentially, you know, you believe so many things in this world based on authority, and Ray Kurzweil is the authority on the singularity and that kind of thing.
Sure.
So he says 2045. I should make it to that. You two certainly will make it to that.
Yeah. I guess I'll be like 40 by then? No, I guess I'll be 60 by then. I can't add. Never mind. I don't know math.
Julia?
Lord willing, how old will I be?
Well, I was just saying, you were holding your hand aloft.
I'm a very animated person, and apparently we at least seem to have this communication problem tonight where you think that I'm raising my hand to talk, but I'm just going nuts over here.
I think that this, you know, even if you don't, you aren't able to change the way that, you know, we can move the consciousness from one form to another, you could very well make a robot body, pull the brain out, and stick it into the new body.
Sure, but it would only be 5 feet tall. Though it would have the strength of 5 gorillas with the strength of 5 gorillas.
What? What is this? Some kind of joke?
I'm sure some of our listeners out there will get it.
I see. Free Talk Live, thanks for listening. You can get, we're online 24 hours a day, or listen 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.